Welcome to the Charleston Real Estate Connection Podcast, connecting and reconnecting you with all things Charleston. I am your host, Nia Joy, your Golden Realtor, licensed in the state of South Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Guys, hello. Hello, everyone. Hey. It's me, Nia Joy, your host of the Charleston Real Estate Connection Podcast. And we're back, baby. We're back. All right. How y'all doing? Okay. I need you to let me know, how have you been? What's been going on? How are you feeling about the market? Drop me some comments and concerns and questions. I am so excited to explore them all in this new season. It's 2024, y'all. And let's go get it. All right. So we're going to start off the show right now with some news you can use. And this particular news is actually real estate news in the Charleston area specifically. There's 12 new grocery stores. 12. That's 1, 2. Yes, 12 new grocery stores coming to the Charleston area. All right. Now I'm going to run through these right quick. Okay. All right. So we have Nexton. There's a Harris Teeter coming. And I actually drove past this the other day and I already saw it. It's much needed because that Publix over there is getting overused in Cane Bay. Just saying. Not to mention, there's a Food Lion, I guess, not far from there either, but talk about variety now, right? All right. So then the other one, you have a Publix coming near Nexton. Yeah, need one because the other one I just said is getting overloaded. But that one's coming. And then you heard about this. I saw this on my Facebook page. You had something to say about it. I had a little something to say about it, but I wasn't really mad because it's just what Trader Joe's does. So Trader Joe's, Charleston is getting their second Trader Joe's in Mount Pleasant. Trader Joe's is going to be another one further down Highway 17 going towards Allendale. So, or North Mount Pleasant. It's not quite North Mount Pleasant, but it's pretty much near the shopping center in Mount Pleasant, the main one that we all know about. And so it's going to be at the old Bilo. All right. Then we have for the Berkeley County area. Let's see here. We have a Lowe's Food coming. Yeah, we have a Lowe's Food. So next to the Harris Teeter, there's going to be a Lowe's. Now, I think that's going to go in the shopping center across the street from the Harris Teeter because I saw that one coming. So that's where I think it's going to be. For those of my clients who live out in Nexton, keep an eye out for me. All right. Okay. Now, we've talked about the same set of grocery stores, but guess what? Another Publix is coming near Summer's Corner. All right. They need one. They need one, but that one's coming near Summer's Corner. And then you have, that's 2025. That one's going to be near Beach Hill Road. All right. And the reason why it's still considered Summer's Corner is because it's still pretty close to it. But Beach Hill Road isn't really Summer's Corner. They're saying in the article this way, but Beach Hill Road is the closest area to Summer's Corner. Then you have a Fresh Market. Yes, a Fresh Market is coming. Now, let me tell you where it's going to be. Mount Pleasant. Yep, a Fresh Market. Actually, it's called The Fresh Market is coming to Mount Pleasant, and it's going to be at Bowman Road and Johnny Dodds Boulevard. All right. Then we have an Aldi coming. Listen, okay, I'm an Aldi person. You know, I'm a Mount Pleasant girl. So the Aldi in Mount Pleasant is just, it's like, it can't sustain the people in Mount Pleasant, on McClellanville. So guess what? They're putting in another one further down 17 near that Walmart, right? They're putting it near the COA campgrounds, which is pretty much near the Lowe's you know, hardware area, and Walmart. Much needed. These are all much needed, but that's Mount Pleasant. You got us. That's a few of them going to Mount Pleasant. Okay, so far. All right, we're not done. All right. I already mentioned the Trader Joe's. Daniel Island. Let's see what they're getting. Daniel Island. Y'all, Daniel Island, they have the Publix, right? They're getting a bigger one, a bigger Publix. They're going to demolish that one. I don't know what y'all are going to do in the meantime. I guess y'all just go further down to the other Publix. That construction won't start until 2025, okay? So calm down. You're okay. You can wait. 2025 is when they're going to start that demo. So I guess they're going to prepare you guys for that, all right? But you're just getting it. They're going to tear down a Publix and build a bigger one. Never the things I'm seeing in my lifetime. I just, goodness gracious. So they're saying that people will be able to use the Harris Teeter that's on Long Point Road, and then they'll also get to use the other Harris, the other Publix, like I mentioned, further down on Clemens Ferry Road. So that's good. But guess what, y'all? West Ashley is getting something, right? Let me tell you what West Ashley is getting. West Ashley is getting a Publix. It's going to be built on the Ashley Landing Shopping Center. It says it's going to be where the Big Lots and Dollar Tree are. What? So they're getting a bigger one? What? This is a lot. I'm just going to have you read the article because this is just a lot of moving parts. Anyway, I just had to share this article with you. Those are all going to be, that last one is 2027, so that's a little ways out, but I'm going to share the link on here for you to read more about it. It's crazy. All right, so that's the real estate news you can use. Thank you so much for checking that out. Hopefully we'll get a shorter clip of that coming into you soon. But again, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for rocking with me since 2020. I'm so excited to be back. When my account got hacked, I was pretty discouraged, not gonna lie to you. But I found the strength to just keep it going, and I'm so happy to be back. All right. So what I want to talk to you about right now is actually the new interest rates. So I have clients who are like, and not just my clients, these are your other agents as well. They're having the same spiel going on where they're like, I am not going to lose the interest rate I have. That's one of their concerns. And the other concern is I don't want a higher interest rate, because for a lot of us, it's hard to wrap our minds around the fact that we have had low interest rates for a long period of time. And now we are at pre-pandemic rates, which is, you know, we were at 6%, you know, easily in 2016, we were at 6%. And, you know, people just kept it moving. Nobody was on the fence back then. But I think the hesitation is because two reasons. One, prices have went up, right? Prices have went up because of the frenzy with the lower interest rates and COVID and lack of inventory. And then you have right now, you have low inventory, so you can't really get everything you want. And then you still have a higher interest rate. So what I'm telling my clients, again, if you've never bought a home before, even if you own a home before, you're relocating here, always, always, always begin with the future in mind. That's just the best rule of thumb. That's what's going to help you determine whether or not you're going to buy a home, sell a home, buy and sell, invest in land, all of those things. Do you want to buy with the future in mind? One thing has been historically true for quite some time, and I don't have a crystal ball to tell you that it's going to stay this way, but for a long period of time, past couple decades, if not more in our market, home prices have been going up. Why are home prices going up? One of the biggest thing is Charleston is evolving at a very high rate. We are growing. We are considered a popular area. The state is popular. We have small businesses growing here. We have distribution centers coming, big plants. all the things. Our airport is expanding. We're doing all of those things because we're growing. And with almost 100 people a day moving here, yeah, that's going to affect our economy. That's going to affect our housing. That's going to affect the people that work in housing jobs, et cetera, our hospitals. Just the list, it goes on and on. So it's going to affect our market. So keep that in mind. So knowing that it's very likely that prices will continue, what are you going to do? How do you fit in? Are you going to stay in Charleston? Are you going to relocate? Are you going to stay here and find out where's a good area for you to be in? These are some things you need to ask yourself. And also consider, we're starting to go further out. So what if you beat the growth that's heading there? What would that look like? There's just so many things we can answer. But when it comes to the interest rate, right now we're teetering in the sixes. And of course, Monday through Friday, that can change either way, right? Monday through Friday during the week. And of course, the Fed has a lot to do with that. And they're affecting the rates. So that's something to consider. So with the interest rates being where they are, we do have a lot to factor in when it comes to the decision that you'll make. Now, obviously, the interest rate being where it is, you have the option to buy down the rate. And what that means is you have the option to apply funds toward, usually it's about 1% of the purchase price, toward each quarter point of the loan. Now, a lender can explain this to you much more layman than I can. But essentially what that means is, let's say your rate is a 6.25 and you want to buy it down lower. Well, you'll pay 1% of the purchase price times however many half points you would like to lower your rate by. And the lender can give you calculations on what that could look like, what fees would look like. If you want to shop around for your loan, the best time to shop around for your loan is after you go under contract. So you would start off with your pre-approval. And then once you're under contract, you try to take that period of time, usually within the first few days of going under contract, and begin shopping your loan. Now, what that means is you can have people in mind that you want to shop the loan with ahead of time. Let your lender know that you're thinking about shopping even once you've gotten pre-approved. You know, that may impact what they can do for you. Every lender has fees usually associated with a loan. And so you can take the loan estimates and you can compare them. And that's the best time to do that. Should you get pre-approved by multiple people? Don't do it. Get pre-approved once. Then once you get the home, again, you shop and compare. You do that once you go under contract. All right, or your active contingent or pending on that property. And your agent should be able to explain that to you in detail. And if they can't explain it to you, your lender should be able to explain it to you in detail on how that works. And actually, your lender probably is the best person you should be talking to, because as agents, we're not experts on, unless we're loan officers, we're not experts on how the lending portion works. However, we should have a general understanding to be able to help you navigate through this process. And that's the ultimate goal. You deserve to be guided through this process. No agent has a crystal ball on how your offer is going to go, but you have to be prepared. So I have resources that I can pass on to you to help you understand what this means. And we're going to put that down in the caption below. But ultimately, I just want to help empower you to be as knowledgeable as possible. And don't just take my word for it. Go ahead and research it. Ask questions to your lender. Ask questions to me. And make sure that you feel comfortable, because you need to be comfortable when you're making this huge investment. As your agent, I do not take it lightly to work with you and assist you with buying a home, whether it be a cash purchase or your financing. My goal is to help you long term to reach your goals so that you can impact your family's legacy the way you see fit. Okay, so thank you again for watching today. My name's Nia Joy. I appreciate your time, and you have a good one out there, and enjoy the rest of your day.
This has been another episode
of the Charleston Real Estate Connection Podcast. Download all of our previous episodes on our website at charlestonreconnection.com. That's charlestonreconnection.com. You can also find us where all major podcasts are being played. Download us today.